I've already said before that young men tend to drive very fast, and they're more likely to be sort of killed in car accidents as a result of driving very fast. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think about this? If you have a young male driver who's got a car, is that young male driver more likely to drive faster or slower if he has a female passenger? So what do you think? Faster. Faster. You're wrong. If a young male driver has a female passenger, research has shown that he's more likely to drive slower, more carefully. And people would argue, according to the evolutionary psychology theory, the reason for that is that the protective instinct is very strong. So that as a man, it's more important for you to protect your female driver than it is for you to impress her by driving very fast. Okay. Another interesting idea, which is related to the evolutionary psychology theory, is the idea of territory. In the past, you know, different animal species, men had land which was their land, their territory. Okay? And it was important for you to protect your land, your territory. And if other animals or other people came onto your land, you would fight them and try and get rid of them. So protecting your land, your territory, is very important. And the idea is that your car is a little bit like your territory, your land. Okay? Bear in mind, I think, that for some young male drivers who are living at home with their parents, the car is the only kind of personal space that belongs to them that they have. So the car is their territory. So I think that could partly explain why young male drivers are aggressive when they're driving. If another car comes too close to your car, you know, you get aggressive and angry about it. Okay, and that explanation is sort of based on this evolutionary psychology theory. Okay. So, what are my conclusions? The first thing is that the statistics show that women have fewer serious car accidents than men. They have a lot of minor car accidents, but they're much less likely to be involved in a serious car accident, and they're much less likely to be convicted of a driving offence. So I think we can say that women are safer drivers than men. Another thing to come out of the research is that the difference between men and women is much more significant in the 17 and 25 age group. And as you get older, the differences in the way men and women drive become less. However, men do more driving than women. And this may also account for some of the differences, but not all. I mean, one problem could be that if men are driving longer distances, you know, they're possibly getting tired after driving a long way. They may fall asleep whilst they're driving, that kind of thing. So that's maybe one factor which affects the statistics. And finally, there are biological, social and psychological explanations for these differences. Thank you very much for listening.